The rain lifts spirits, but not crops. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. There were several areas of Middle and East Tennessee that did receive their first significant rainfall in several weeks over the weekend, but probably not that much help for farmers.
This rain this last weekend probably did more to lift spirits than it did to help crops or anything.
Dean Northcutt is the extension leader in Coffee County, and that's one of the driest areas of the state where their current drought dates back well into last year.
U.S. Drought Monitor this morning, it's in from November through July is when they're measuring this drought. So it's, and that probably still goes farther back than that. So we've been desperately short of water. I had one farmer tell me that a stream behind his home, he'd never seen it dry, and he's right at 70 years of age, and he said he'd never seen it dry until, and he told me the exact date this year when it stopped flowing.
And that's the case among a lot of cattle producers all across the state. Reports of cattle herds being liquidated continue to come in, and Northcutt says the problems just seem to stack on top of one another.
And a lot of folks are out of water in their ponds. They're hauling water. They're using city water. They're moving cattle from one place to another as long as, you know, trying to manage the what pasture they have with what water they have. And I've had some of them tell me that they had some pasture due to the July rains, but then had no water in them, so they couldn't move cattle there. So it's a whole menagerie of problems that they're going through right now in management situation.
Well, the Extension Service has started a series of drought situation meetings specifically for cattle producers across the state this week. Today, personnel are in Coffee County, also in Fayette, Murray, and Sequatchie counties, and you can contact your local Extension office for more information on these meetings and to find one near you. These will continue again on Thursday and Friday, and three more scheduled for next week. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.